证明正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bear testimony of the word.
庄子的故事我们已经讲了六个。
We have spoken of six stories of windows.
我们今天讲第七个，就是以利沙的窗子。
Today we shall proceed to talk on the seventh window, that is the window of Elisha.
以利沙的窗子是什么故事呢？
What story is behind this window of Elisha?
请看《列王记下》十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 13.
列王记下十三章。
2 Kings chapter 13.
我们读十五节到十九节。
From verse 15 to verse 19. 2 Kings chapter 13 verses 15 to 19. In the name of Jesus, I read. And Elisha said to him, Take a bow and arrows. So he took a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, Draw the bow. And he drew it. And Elisha laid his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Syria. For you shall fight the Syrians in Aphek until you have made an end of them. And he said, Take the arrows. And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, Strike the ground with them. And he struck three times. And stopped. Then the man of God was angry with him and said, You should have struck five or six times, then you would have struck down Syria until you had made an end of it. But now you will strike down Syria only three times.
这里记载以利沙他得了必死的病，在第十四节。
In verse 14, it says that Elisha was stricken with a terminal illness.
那么以色列王约阿斯就来看他。
And the king of Israel at that time, Joash, came to visit him.
他很担心以利沙如果死了，那么他们的国家要怎么办呢？要怎样战胜那一些强大的敌人
？He was worried that if Elisha were to die, then his country would not be able to be victorious in their battles against their enemies.
那么以利沙就叫他打开那个窗子，射箭。
So Elisha asked the king to open the window and shoot an arrow.
虽然这是一支普通的箭，
although this was a normal, very ordinary arrow,
可是只要有神的同在和祝福，
but as long as it carries the presence and blessings of God,
这一支箭就是神的得胜箭。
This arrow became God's arrow of victory.
先知讲得很清楚。
The prophet was very clear when he said,
这个箭就是战胜亚兰人的箭。
That this arrow is the arrow of victory over Syria.
但是约阿斯王却对神没有什么信心。
However, King Joash did not have much faith in God.
这样射箭就真的能够战胜吗？
He wondered that just by shooting an arrow, he could be victorious.
因此当先知告诉他拿这些箭击打这个地上的时候，
So when the prophet told him to take the arrows and hit strike the ground,
他更加的奇怪，这样打跟我们的战争跟我们的胜利有什么关系？
He was even more bewildered and thought, what has striking the ground got to do with being victorious in war?
所以他打了三下，他就不再打下去了。
Hence he struck the ground three times and stopped.
这个时候神人就发怒了。
At that time the man of God became angry.
这么重大的事情，
such an important task,
你却不认真，却不相信。
Yet you are not serious and you do not believe in it.
如果他相信的话，
if he had believed in it,
他一直的打，直到先知叫他停止为止。
He would have struck the ground until the prophet asked him to stop.
那他就能够永远战胜敌人了。
That way he would be victorious over his enemies all the time.
如果你真的相信这些箭就是耶和华的得胜箭，
if you truly believe that these arrows are the arrows of God's victory,
你不是要一直的打，你希望胜利到永远吗？
Wouldn't you continue striking them until so that you can be victorious forever?
可是如果你怀疑了，
Yet, however, if you doubt,
你还有兴趣再打下去吗？
Would you still have the interest to carry on striking?
所以我们看到这个约阿斯王对神没有信心。
Hence we see that King Joash did not have much faith in God.
他的信心是在人的身上。
His faith was established upon men.
他认为以利沙是个伟大的先知。
He thought that Prophet Elisha was a great prophet.
一个国家最重要的就是看你的战车马兵有多强盛。
A country's strength can be measured by the number of armies and chariots that it's got.
强大的战车马兵就可以打胜仗了。
With a very great army, can you win the battle?
那么他怎么形容以利沙呢？
How did he describe Elisha?
在十四节，他形容以利沙说：“我父，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。”
In verse 14, he called Elisha his father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen.
所以在他心目当中啊，以利沙就是以色列国的战车马兵，是一个伟大的战士。
Hence, in his heart, Elisha was reckoned to be the chariots of Israel and its horsemen.
那现在他病要死的，那我们就失去这种的力量了。
And now that he was about to die with illness, was he going to lose this source of strength?
但是他忘记的是谁使以利沙伟大起来的呢？
What he had forgotten was who it was that caused Elisha to be so strong.
以利沙虽然死了，可是使以利沙伟大的那位神还是与我们同在的。
Although Elisha may die, the God that made him so great is always with us.
可是人就是这样的软弱跟无知。
But man is so weak and so ignorant.
我们只是相信我们眼睛看到的。
We only believe in what we can see.
所以我们看到伟大的人，但是我们看不到那个使人伟大的神。
We may see a very great person, but we cannot see the person who made this person great.
说起来是很讽刺性的。
In fact, it is quite insulting.
伊丽莎这么伟大，还不是一样患病，还不是一样医不好自己，还不是一样要死掉。
Elisha was so great, yet he became ill and he was going to die.
所以你崇拜他是个伟人，以色列的战车马兵，你的依靠不是失望。
So if you were to worship this great man, and you take him to be your chariots and your horsemen, wouldn't you will be disappointed?
我们要依靠的是那位使人伟大的真神。
Well, the person we have to trust in is the person who make people great, that is the true God.
所以以利沙不在不要紧，神同在才是最重要的。
It is not important that Elisha is not around. What is important is that we have God present.
神可以兴起很多很多的以利亚或者以利沙，甚至是摩西的，只要他愿意的话。
God can raise many Elijahs or even Moses, as long as we believe in him.
因此我们对神要有这样的信心。
Therefore, we must have this faith in God.
我们不要只是用眼睛看到我们的环境，看到我们的人。
We do not merely use our eyes to look at our surroundings and the people around us.
使我们得胜的是耶和华神。
The one who can give us victory is God.
当我们对神有没有这样的信心？
Do we have this faith in God?
神的福音就是神的得胜剑。
The gospel of God is the arrow of his victory.
可以战胜魔鬼的权势。
And this is the power that can overcome the be victorious over the devil.
可以战胜死亡。
We can be victorious over death.
那我们对今天所相信的福音，我们真的相信吗？
And the gospel that we believe in today, do we truly believe in it?
有很多人却不相信啊。
Many people do not believe.
失去了信心。
They have lost their faith.
有多少个人能够好像保罗这样说，福音是神的大能？
How many people can be like Paul who said that the gospel is the strength of God?
在那个时候，他要传扬福音是很困难的一件事情。
At that time, it was very difficult for him to propagate the gospel.
但是他相信这个福音不是人的福音。
But he believed that that gospel was not the gospel of men.
这是神的福音。
That it was the gospel of God.
这是神的得胜剑。
It is the arrow of God's victory.
一定能够得到胜利的。
Therefore, you can definitely be victorious.
福音一定能够传遍的。
The gospel will definitely be propagated.
他不是因为看见我们有很多的保罗、很多的彼得、很大的财力，他不是因为看到有很多的保罗哈、很多的彼得或者很雄厚的财力。
It is not because there are many Pauls or Peters around.
事实上，保罗自己知道他周围的同工是谁。
In fact, Paul knew who his co-workers were.
但是他看到的是神的同在。
But he saw the presence of God.
因此我们应当坚持这个福音到底。
Therefore, we have to hold fast to this gospel to the end.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Now I will remind you, brethren, in what terms I preach to you the gospel which you received, in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold it fast, unless you believe in vain.
他说我们既然相信了这个福音啊，要靠着这个福音来站立得住。
He said, since you have believed in this gospel, you have to hold fast to it to be saved.
我们的福音不是突然相信的，不是盲目相信的。
The gospel that we believe in, we do not believe in it blindly.
那么为什么这样说呢？
Why did he say this?
那么从第三节以下，他就见证他的理论呢？
So from verse 3 onwards, he explained his thought.
这个福音根据圣经的预言。
That this gospel is in accordance to the prophecies in the Bible.
根据主耶稣的复活。
It is in accordance to the resurrection of Christ.
根据主耶稣的显现。
And in accordance to the appearance of the Lord Jesus.
不只是给12个使徒看，还给一时显现给500多弟兄看。
He did not just appear to his 12 disciples, he appeared to more than 500 brethren.
如果你们不相信,
if you do not believe,
其中一大半到现在还活着，他们是活的见证人。
Most of these people are still alive and they are living witnesses.
最明显的就是主耶稣的兄弟雅各，他本来不相信的，但是主耶稣显现给他看的时候，雅各也相信了。
And the most obvious example was the brother of Jesus, James. Initially, he did not believe, but when Jesus appeared to him, he believed.
第八节他说，要不然你就看我了。But
it says, if not, you look at me.
到末了，耶稣基督也显现给他看。That
at the end of it, the Lord Jesus also appeared to me.
迫害基督教的扫罗变成传扬基督教的保罗。The
Saul who persecuted the Christians became the Paul who propagated Christianity.
这一切不是见证我们的福音是得胜的吗？
Do not all these confirm that our gospel is a gospel of victory?
的确是能够拯救我们的。
Indeed, it can save us.
因此我们要坚持这个福音到底。
Therefore, we have to hold fast this gospel to the end.
不要半信半疑。
We should not doubt.
也不要只是信一半。
And we do not believe in it half-heartedly.
对神的话，我们要全部的听从，全部的遵守。
Towards the word of God, we must obey and submit to it completely.
一个人如果能够完全听从福音的话，这个人的人生一定是绝对不一样的。
If we can obey the gospel completely, then this person will be a changed person.
好像约阿斯王，他只相信一半，只是打了三下，他就停止，不再打下去了。
To the case of King Joash, he only believed half-heartedly, and so after striking the ground for 3 times, he stopped.
你想，如果他绝对的相信、绝对的遵从，他的人生的结局，历史就要重新写过了。
If he had truly believed and he had truly submitted to the word of God, then history may have been rewritten.
所以，以利沙的窗子让我们重新思考：我们对神是不是那么样的绝对的相信和服从呢？
Therefore, this window of Elisha serves to remind us whether we completely believe and submit to the word of God.
好，我们讲第八个窗子的故事。
Let's talk about the 8th window.
那是大卫的窗子。
That is the window of David.
请看撒母耳记上19章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 19.
撒母耳记上19章。
1 Samuel chapter 19.
我们读11节跟12节。
Verses 11 and 12. That night, Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him, that he might kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, told him, if you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed. So Michal let David down through the window, and he fled away and escaped.
这里记载说扫罗王要杀死大卫。
Here records of King Saul, of Saul's attempt to kill David.
有这样的事情吗？
Did such as thing happen?
既然把他的女儿嫁给大卫了，还要把这个女婿杀掉？
That after having given his daughter to be married to David, he wanted to kill his son-in-law.
但是这个做女儿的知道他父亲的心意啊。
This daughter knew his father's intention.
所以她对于她的丈夫大卫说，
So she said to her husband David,
你今夜如果不逃命啊，明天你就没有命了。
If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed.
那要怎么样逃呢？
How should you escape?
结果就是从那个窗口那一边跟他垂下去，大卫就连夜逃亡了。
So she let David down through the window and he fled and escaped.
这是大卫一个很不好的经验。
This was a bad experience of David.
一个信靠神的人，
A person who believes and trusts in God.
却是要用两条腿来从窗子逃走吗？
Had to flee away using his through the window and using his 2 legs.
因为大卫王曾经这样的说过，
King David once said,
请看诗篇第11篇。
Let's read Psalms 11.
诗篇十一篇。
Psalms 11.
第1节。
Verse 1. Psalms 11 verse 1.
他说, 我是投靠耶和华。
He said, in the Lord I take refuge.
你们怎么对我说, 你应当好像鸟这样飞往你的山去呢?
How can you say to me, flee like a bird to the mountain?
我是不逃走的。
I do not run away.
我有神作为我的依靠。
I have the Lord as my refuge.
在哥利亚的面前，我都不用逃，我现在为什么要逃呢？
Even before Goliath, I did not have to run away. Why do I need to run away now?
我是信靠神的。
I believe and trust in God.
我绝对的相信。
I believe in God absolutely.
因此我不会用人的方法，用人的腿来逃命的。
Therefore, I will not flee using man's means.
可是在现在，大卫终于要逃了。
But at that point of time, David finally had to flee.
是不是他信心转弱，或者他失去了信心，不信靠神呢？
Did that mean that David was weak in his faith and he did not trust in God enough?
这个问题我们有时候在不明白的时候啊，我们也会产生这样的矛盾的。
Sometimes this conflict may arise in us when we are not clear.
如果我们相信神，就不可以用人的方法，是吗？
If we believe in God, does that mean we cannot use the method of man?
所以如果我们一方面说信靠神，一方面用人的方法，那么就表示我们信心不够了。And
if we say that on one hand we trust in God, on the other hand we do, we use man's method to do things, does that mean that we do not have enough faith?
所以这个信心不完全。
Therefore, it would seem that this faith is not complete.
绝对的信心是绝对不用人的方法的。
Absolute faith will never have to resort to man's method.
这样的见解正确吗？
Is this explanation correct?
未必是正确的。
It may not be so.
读者文字有一个故事这样说。
There was a story that goes like this.
Reader's Digest.
Reader's Digest carried an article.
他说有一个虔诚的基督徒得到神的启示。
He said there was a very devout Christian who had a revelation from God.
他说在这几天啊，就会有水灾发生，这个村庄要给大水淹没掉。
That in the days to come, a great flood will happen and it will wipe away the whole village.
可是你放心，我会拯救你的。
But do not fear, because I will save you.
果然过了几天，这个村庄真的被大水淹没了。
True enough, a few days later, this village was was flooded.
那么那些人就派人哦， 拿救生圈啊， 来救这一些人哦。
And people took life boys to save other people.
可是他不要。
But this person did not want to accept it.
好，我的神已经启示我， 他会救我的， 我不要用人的方法， 用这个救生圈。
He said that my God has already revealed to me that he will save me, so I do not need this life boy.
但是 水越来越涨哦， 他就上到楼上去了。
But the water rose and he went to the upper level.
那么那些人就加那个救生瓶来救那些人呢。
So people started using life rafts to save people.
他说你要赶快走啊，不走没有命啊。
And they said to him, you have to run, otherwise you will lose your life.
可是他拒绝上这个救生瓶。
He rejected their offer.
他说我的神会救我的， 我不要用人的救生瓶。
He said that his God will save him, so he does not need to be saved by life raft.
结果屋顶都进水了。
Eventually, even the roof was submerged in water.
最后的拯救就是直升机来了。
And helicopters were sent.
那个直升机的人比他更紧张啊，你再不逃命你就死了。
Those people in the helicopter were even more anxious than him. If you do not escape, you will die.
可是他还是拒绝爬上直升机去。
But he continued to reject their offers of help.
我是绝对相信神的。
He says, I believe in God absolutely.
结果他死掉了。
Eventually he died.
那么他就上到天堂去了。
He went to heaven.
他就对神说,
and said to God.
他说神啊,
he said, God,
你不是说过要救我的吗?
Did you not say that you will save me?
为什么你没有来救我, 让我死掉呢?
So why did you not come to save me and allow me to die?
那么神就对他说啊,
God said to him,
我已经 派人去救你了。
I have already sent someone to save you.
你不是派天使来吗？ 你怎么派人来呢？
She said, did you not send angels to save me? Why did you send men to come and save me?
神说我第一次是派人用救生圈，第二次是用救生瓶，第三次是用直升机，可是你每一次都拒绝了。
God said, firstly, I sent people with live boys. Secondly, I sent people with live rafts. And thirdly, I sent helicopters to rescue you, but each time you rejected the offer.
他说神哦, 我不知道你是用人来救我啊。
He said, God, I did not know that you are going to send men to save me.
我以为你自己先都派天使来救我啊。
I thought you would send angels to come and deliver me.
或者好像提以利亚一样, 或者以利亚是吗? 或者提先知一样, 这样把我提去一个安全的地方。
Or like an angel who lifted Paul and took him to a different place.
哎, 神就对他说,
God said to him,
他说, 无知的人啊,
said you ignorant man,
天地万物不是我的吗?
Does not heaven and earth belong to me?
我可以借天使救人, 借乌鸦去养人, 我难道不可以借人的手去救人吗?
If I can send angels to rescue people, if I can send crows to save people, can I not use men to save people?
这个时候他才醒悟过来。
At that point of time, he was awakened.
信心并不是说不可以借用人的方法。
If we have faith, it does not mean that we cannot use the method of men.
也许你说你这个是根据读者文这个故事的，这个是没有圣经根据的。
You may say that you are saying this based on the article in Reader's Digest. This is not biblical.
读者文这不是我们的圣经啊。
The Reader's Digest is not our Bible.
那我们就讲圣经的根据。
Let's talk about the Bible then.
请看列王记上17章。
Listen to 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上17章。
1 Kings chapter 17.
第四节.
Verse 4. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 4. You shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
第五节.
Verse 5. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is east of the Jordan.
第六节.
Verse 6. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
没有人怀疑这就是真神的拯救。
No one doubted that this is the salvation of God.
如果我们是以利亚, 我们做见证的时候, 我们也感觉到非常的光荣。
If we were Elijah and we were to bear testimony of this thing, we would feel honored and glorious as well.
因为一个不可能的事情, 却在神的大门之下变成可能的。
Because something that was seemed impossible, under the great power of God, it became a possibility.
这的确是荣耀神又荣耀人的见证。
And this is indeed a testimony that glorifies God and man.
但这就是神拯救的方法而已吗?
Is this merely the method of salvation of God?
神拯救以利亚是用这样的方法亲自直接的拯救。
God had used this means to save Elijah.
那么在第十八章里面记载另外有100个先知, 神也救了他们。
In chapter 18, it recorded that God also saved over 100 prophets.
可是是怎样拯救呢?
How did he save them?
我们就看 第三节。
Let's read chapter 18 verse 3.
跟第四节。
Chapter 18 verses 3 and 4. And Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household. Now Obadiah revered the Lord greatly. And when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50s in a cave and fed them with bread and water.
好, 如果我们是这100个先知里面的一个,
If we were one of these 100 prophets,
我们现在就来见证在饥荒当中神怎样拯救我们。
Let's witness testify how God had saved us during a famine.
能不能够让所有的人都心服口服呢?
Are we able to convince other people with this testimony?
自己先都那些未信主的外邦人就不服了。
At the very least, the Gentiles who do not believe in God may not be convinced.
你们谢谢什么耶和华? 你们应该谢谢这个俄巴比啊。
Why should you believe in your God Jehovah? You should believe in this Obadiah.
他是亚哈的管家，但是他却冒生命的危险来救你们啊！你们应该感谢他，归荣耀给他才对啊。
He's in charge of the household of Ahab, and he was the one who gave you. Who saved you by giving you food. You
明明是,
should be grateful to him.
明明是人的方法, 为什么你说是神的拯救呢?
It is obviously man who has saved you. Why do you say that it is God's salvation?
那么对我们信主的人来说呢?
To us who believe in the Lord,
我们也觉得这种的拯救方法太过有一点危险性太高了。
We may feel that such a method of being saved is
你整天要提心吊胆啊。
Maybe risky.
哎，为什么呢？
Why is it so?
这么多人哦，要拿不少的食物，很容易给人家发现到的。
there are so many people, and if you want to take some food to them, people will see you very easily.
虽然他很聪明哦，把一百个先知分开五十个人来抢，可是五十个人的试用也不少啊。
Although he was clever and divided the people into groups of 50s in the cave, even these 50 people is a large group of people.
你怎么没有不会想到突然之间有一些兵跟着这些仆人到后面跟来，然后把我们一网打尽呢？
Did you not consider that the enemies may come after you and defeat and fight us as well?
所以你每一天都在提心吊胆啊。
So you worry every day.
这种的拯救实在是太让人家恐惧了。
And this mode of salvation may make people nervous.
为什么我们不要像以利亚一样呢？派乌鸦来养活我们，不是更好吗？又可以安心，又可以荣耀神，也让人心服口服。
Why were we not delivered like how Elijah was delivered? It's glorious to God and it can convince people very easily.
可是神有神的旨意。
But God has His own will.
所以神对每一个人的拯救都有不同的方法。
Therefore, God has a different method to save different people.
但如果我们这样的极端，我们认为信心就不可以接受人的方法，那么这一百个先知不是要死翘翘？
If we are extreme and think that if we have faith, we will not be saved by using man's method, then these 100 prophets would have died.
或者说，他们接受了人的拯救的方法，这样就没有荣耀给神，应该好像以利亚一样，这才叫做荣耀神吗？
Or these 100 prophets, although they were saved by people, it did not seem glorifying to God.
因此我们明白信心并不是说不可以接受人的方法的。
Therefore, we can see that to say that we have faith does not mean that we cannot accept man's ways of doing things.
事实上，天地万物一切的东西都是属于神的。
In fact, everything on heaven and earth belongs to God.
我记得我还小的时候，我们生病看医生要吃药。
I remember when I was younger, and whenever we felt ill, we have to visit the doctor and take medicine.
大概在那个时候的观念就是说我们要信靠神祷告，不要靠医生吃药。大概那个时候的道理观念都是这样了。
The concept at that time was that if you are sick, you should pray to God and not visit the doctor and take medication.
所以我的妈妈每次带我们看医生吃药的时候，她是这样的祷告。
Therefore, every time my mother brought us to the doctor, and when she feeds us with medicine, she will pray this way.
她会先跟我们讲一番话啦。她说我们信心不够啊，所以我们才吃药物，求神赦免我们，然后才吃药。
She will say that our faith is not enough, therefore we need to take medicine. So let's pray that God will forgive us and that He will cure us.
那么我们吃了也心很不安啊，的确是信心软弱啊。
So when we took the medicine, we felt very uncomfortable as well.
有时候我们说我们要给神机会啊，我们要有信心，所以就忍住痛，不要吃药。
And at other times we say that we must give God the opportunity to heal us. So we have the faith and we refuse to take medicine.
可是痛起来要你的命啊，最后还是没有办法。神啊，怜悯我，我信心软弱，也还是吃了。
But when we were in very great pain, we could not take it anymore, and we prayed to God and said, God, please forgive me for this weakness in faith. So we took the medicine.
现在长大了，我们会思想。
Now that we have grown up, we consider about these things.
我们看医生吃药就真的没有信心吗？
If we visit the doctor and we take medication, does that mean that we do not have faith?
如果这个道理是对的，
If this theory is correct,
那么基督徒可以做医生吗？
Then can Christians become doctors?
如果基督徒做医生，是不是向神挑战？你救人，我也救人；你能，我也能。
If Christians were to become doctors, does it mean that they are challenging God? That if you can save people, so can I?
那这样医生不是夺取神的荣耀吗？
Does that then mean that doctors are taking away the glory from God?
所以基督徒不可以做医生。
So Christians cannot become doctors.
可是你知道吗？路加就是一个医生来的。
But do you not know that Luke was a physician?
所以我们思想下去，我们就明白，原来错误的是我们。
Therefore, when we ponder over these things, we realize that we were in the wrong.
神有神的旨意的。
That God has His own will.
在不同的时候、不同的环境，有不同的应付的方法。
In different times and under different circumstances, God has different ways to deal with things.
有一次，主耶稣对他的门徒说
，There was once when the Lord Jesus said to his apostles,
你们两个两个出去传福音。
go out that two you should go out in pairs.
你们不用拿拿衣服啊，也不用拿你们的钱让啊，什么都不用带，你们相信神，神会供应你们这一切的需要的。
You do not have to bring any clothing or any money or any other thing with you. Just trust in God and God will provide for your needs.
他们传福音回来，很高兴地向主耶稣报告。
So after they had preached the gospel and they returned, they reported to the Lord Jesus very joyfully.
他们真的什么都没有缺乏。
They did not lack anything.
人家知道他们是传福音的，人人都很乐意地接待帮助他们。
And when people knew that they were propagating the gospel, they received them very gladly.
但是主耶稣现在就对他们说。
The Lord Jesus then told them.
他说：“可是现在不一样了。”
He said, "But it is different now."
你们要带钱让，你们要带衣服，也要带刀。没有刀的，要卖衣服去买刀。
That you have to bring money, you have to bring clothing, and you have to bring a sword. And those of you who do not have a sword, sell your clothing to buy a sword.
为什么现在要这样呢？
Why do we have to do this now?
难道我们对神没有信心了吗？
Is it because we do not have faith in God?
不是说在任何的时代、任何的环境，我们都是要绝对的信服神吗？
Did we not say that, in all circumstances, we have to believe in God absolutely?
那主耶稣这个时候所给他们的指示正确吗？
So at that time, the advice that Jesus had given them was that accurate?
当然是正确的。
Of course, it was correct.
因为迫害要来到了。
Because persecution was about to come.
所以他们要懂得保护自己，照顾自己了。
Therefore, they have to know how to protect themselves and to look after themselves.
因此，大卫的窗子告诉了我们。
Therefore, this story behind the window of David.
神有神拯救的方法和时候的。
That God has His own means of salvation and time.
不管是借助天使，或者是借助人，或者是要受苦，我们都相信神有神的旨意。
Regardless of believe and trust in God.
好，我讲第九个窗子的故事。
I shall now talk about the story behind the ninth window.
请看《但以理书》第六章第十节。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理书第六章第十节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. And he got down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously.
但以理的窗子相信大家最熟悉的了。
I'm sure many of you are most familiar with this window of Daniel.
这个窗子的故事告诉我们。
And the story behind this window tells us.
一个身在王宫却不被名利享乐所迷失自己的人。
That a person who lives in the palace and yet is not punished by power, status, and wealth.
我看以色列人很多人会误会但以理。
I think that many people would have misunderstood Daniel at that time.
为什么你要向巴比伦王来投降呢？
Why did you surrender to the king of Babylon?
你忘记的是他来消灭我们的国家，我们的圣殿的吗？
Have you not forgotten that he was the one who had come to conquer us and to destroy the temple.
你贪图这一些名利跟这一些享乐，所以你献身为巴比伦王来服侍。
Have you coveted these wealth and enjoyment that you have sacrificed yourself to serve the king?
我看很多人很难接受但以理先知的。
I believe many people would have found it difficult to accept Daniel.
但是当事情一一的出现了以后
，But after all these things happened.
尼布甲尼撒王怎么样认识的耶和华神
？How did King Nebuchadnezzar come to believe in God？
神怎么借助他把将来要发生的意象一一的指示出来
？How did God reveal all that He was going to do？
这个时候他们才明白神的旨意。
It was only at that time that they understood the will of God。
但以理的确是神的先知。
That Daniel was indeed a prophet of God。
尤其当他面对这一种信仰上的迫害
，Especially when he was faced with such a test on his faith。
他没有改变他的信仰。
He did not change his faith.
你看，他知道这个禁令是杀头的，是要丢在狮子洞里面的，不是杀头，然后丢在狮子洞里面。
He knew that by defying the king's instruction, he would be cast into the lion's den.
可是他还是一样的祷告。
But he continued to pray.
哎，不是现在才故意祷告给人家看吗？
It was not that he purposely prayed at that time to show others.
这里说这些是跟他素常的规矩一样的。
Here it says that he prayed three times a day as he had done previously.
他特别向着那个开向耶路撒冷的窗口来祷告。
That he faced the he knelt down in front of the windows that was open towards Jerusalem.
看得到耶路撒冷吗？
Could he see Jerusalem?
看得到身边吗？
Could he see the temple of God?
当然看不到。
Of course he could not see.
可是他的信心可以看得到。
But his faith could see these things.
以色列人就不同了。
The people of Israel were different.
圣殿已经没有了。
The temple had been destroyed.
耶路撒冷都毁灭了。
Jerusalem was destroyed.
你还要相信吗？
Do you still continue to believe?
但以理不同就是在这里。
Daniel was different on this account.
他仍然相信神的。
He continued to believe in God.
所以他的窗口仍然是向着耶路撒冷。
Therefore, he continued to have his windows open toward Jerusalem.
每天三次双膝跪在神的面前这样的祷告。
And three times a day, he will kneel down and praise God.
身在巴比伦，心在耶路撒冷。
Although he was living in Babylon, his heart was in Jerusalem.
他仍然相信神的话。
He continued to believe in the word of God.
耶路撒冷一定能够重建的。
That Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
圣殿虽然毁灭。
Although the temple was destroyed.
可是神仍然是存在，与我们同在的。
God continued to be present with us.
也许他不明白为什么。
He may not understand why.
但是他相信神有神的旨意。
But he believed that God had his own will.
所以他凭着信心祷告和等待。
Therefore, by faith, he prayed and waited.
在巴比伦的人在想，怎么有可能我们还会回国？哪里有这样的能力来重建圣殿呢？
To those people who were in Babylon, they were probably thinking, how is it possible that we can go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the city?
就好像有个很小的国家要来去打胜这个大国一样。
It is like a small kingdom trying to conquer a large kingdom.
可是他们没有想到。
They never did they.
当时候到的时候，神竟然用外邦人古列王啊打败巴比伦王，而无条件下令让他们回国重建圣殿。
That when the time came, God made use of another Gentile country, a great kingdom, to defeat the Babylonians and allow the Israelites to return to Jerusalem.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
有时候我们的想法比较钻牛角尖呢。
Sometimes our thoughts may not be very direct, very straight.
好像以色列人一样，他相信这一种圣殿神圣的工作啊，一定是要由我们的先知或者我们的君王来领导来建立圣殿。
Like the Israelites, they thought that this holy work of rebuilding the temple would definitely have to be carried out by the people of God.
但是他们却没有想到神的意念高过人的意念。
They did not consider that the thoughts of God are higher than the thoughts of men.
神是兴起古列王来打败巴比伦的。
God raised King Darius to defeat the Babylonians.
所以以色列人再怎么样搞革命，要来推翻巴比伦，怎么样去呼喊，都没有用的。
So no matter how the Israelites cried out, it was useless.
但以理知道，所以他耐心祷告，交托给神。
But Daniel knew, therefore he waited and prayed to God.
所以我们活在这个末世的时代。
So today, we are living in these last days.
我们要兴旺神的圣殿。
We have to progress the temple of cause the temple of God to progress.
一方面有世界花花世界各种艳乐的迷惑。
On one hand, we face the temptations of the beautiful world.
我们看我们的教会的青年。
We look at our youth in church.
比如说新加坡就好了。
Take for example the Singapore church.
有多少个青年愿意献身出来负起这个责任呢？
How many youth are willing to give up, to sacrifice themselves to take up this responsibility?
我们讲到声音都沙了，讲到眼泪都流出来了。
We have spoken until our voices have become hoarse and our tears have flowed.
或者讲到有点生气，在那边讽刺了，新加坡没有一个人敢出来吗？
Or we have spoken until we are at the point of insult. Is there still no one that will come forth from Singapore?
不过你讲归你讲，你哭归你哭，我们还是我们呢。
Well, you may continue to speak and you may continue to cry, but we are we.
所以我们有时候感觉到很失望的。
Therefore, sometimes we feel disappointed.
要怎么办呢？
What can we do?
我们的高喊兴旺教会传遍天下，是不是一个口号而已呢？
our loud cries to prosper the church, is it a mere signal?
如果是个口号，真是可怜啊，所以我不喊口号。
If it is just a
口号叫什么？
Oh, if it's just a slogan, then it will be pointless.
可悲啊。
It will be very sad.
所以我不喊口号。
Therefore, I do not use shout these slogans.
但是我相信这是神的旨意。
But I believe that this is the will of God.
时候到了。
The time has come.
神自然会兴起他的工人的。
When that time comes, God will definitely raise his worker.
真的没有人愿意为他工作的时候。
When no one else is willing to work for him.
神也能够叫石头起来啊。
God can raise stones for himself.
当时先知不是这样说的吗？
Did not the prophet say this?
你不要以为你是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Do not think that you are the Abraham, you are the sons of Abraham.
你们不要相信神，神就没有办法。
That if you do not believe in God, then God will have, God will be helpless.
神可以从石头中兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙来的。
God can raise children of Abraham from stone.
哎，这是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
因此，我们要像但以理一样。
Hence, we have to emulate Prophet Daniel.
我们的窗口向着神。
That our window is open towards God.
双膝跪在神的面前祷告。
We go down on our knees and pray to God.
在这个繁华世界里面。
In this busy world.
保守我们的心灵不受这一些世俗来迷惑了我们。
For us to preserve our faith and our heart, that we are not lost in this.
不要好像三国时代那一个阿斗乐不思蜀。
We should not be like this person Ato from during the times of the three kingdoms.
他被抓到敌人的国家里面去。
He was captured into the enemy's country.
享受荣华富贵。
Enjoy wealth and status.
那么敌人就问他。
And the enemies asked him.
你还想不想你的蜀国啊？
Do you still miss your country of Shu?
阿斗这样的回答。
阿斗 replied.
此间乐不思蜀。这里很快乐，我不再想我的国家了。
But I'm very happy here. I no longer think about my own country.
那边人在那边受苦，在那边革命，在那边等待复国。他在这边享乐，他已经忘记他的使命跟他的责任了。
His people were back in his country, sufferings and waiting for deliverance. But he was enjoying himself here, and he had forgotten his commission.
我们是不是信仰上的阿斗呢？
Are we like this Ato in our faith?
我们忘记了我们的责任是什么吗？
Have we forgotten our responsibility?
因此我们的确需要好像但以理一样。
Therefore, we have to be like Daniel.
所以主耶稣讲了个比喻，他的结论这么说。
The Lord Jesus spoke a parable and the conclusion was this.
请看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
我们读第八节就好。
We read verse 8. Luke chapter 18 verse 8. I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
主耶稣这个比喻就是讲那个寡妇求官。
This was the parable of the widow calling to the judge.
官不理他，可是他不灰心，最后这个官替他伸冤了。
The judge ignored her, but she did not lose faith. Eventually, the judge heeded her cry.
那么第一节一开始，主耶稣就很直接告诉我们，这个比喻是要说什么。
So the Lord Jesus had told us very clearly the objectives of this parable right from verse 1.
他说是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
He said that people ought always to pray and not lose heart.
那么到他的结论，他怎么说呢？
And how did he conclude?
然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德吗？
Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
我们按照中文字的解释，就是说当主耶稣来的时候还看得见世界上有那一些好行为好信德的人吗？
This can be explained by saying that when the Lord Jesus comes again, will he be able to find people with good conduct?
不过英文圣经跟原文圣经不是这个意思。
The English Bible may differ slightly from the Chinese Bible.
我们现在中文译本翻译得很清楚。
In the Chinese translation of the Bible,
他说，当人子来的时候
It says that when the Son of Man comes,
还找得到这样坚持祷告的人吗？
Will he be able to find people who continue to pray?
他们已经失去信心了。
They have lost their faith.
假先知、假基督行大神迹大义呢？
False prophets and false Christ have performed great miracles.
神的选民却因此受苦。
The people of God were suffering.
在这个时候，你还相信下去吗？还要祷告下去吗？
At that time, can you still continue to believe? Can you still continue to pray?
所以主耶稣特别讲这个比喻，要对我们来说的。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus has spoken this parable to tell us.
要常常祷告，不可灰心。
That we have to pray always and not to lose heart.
尤其是为神的国、神的圣功来祷告。
Especially when we are praying for the work of God and for the kingdom of God.
更不可以灰心。
All the more, we should not lose.
我们相信神必定完成他的工作的。
We have to believe that God will cause His work to be accomplished.
但是就像主耶稣所担心的。
But we worry like the Lord Jesus.
然而人子来的时候，还找得到这一种坚持信心祷告到底的人吗？
That when the Son of Man comes again, will there still be people on earth who hold fast to their faith and who hold fast to prayer?
但愿我们能够好像但愿一样。
We pray that we will be like Daniel.
能够凭信心坚持我们的祷告到底。
That by faith we are able to hold fast to our prayers to the end.